Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got Mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting Mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait. Getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Karen Reed. Well, I can't say the trial because that's done, at least for now. We'll find out shortly. I believe on the 22nd is the next status hearing date to determine if they're going to go forward and try and prosecute her again and on what charges specifically they're going to do that. But before that's even happened, because it's the Karen Reed trial and everything is chaotic, it just got more chaotic. And I'm wondering how this is going to play in the minds of the prosecutors in terms of what they're going to decide to do going forward. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. What I'm talking about specifically in the chaos of all of this is Karen Reed and her attorney. Pictures have come out, and it's just pictures. We don't know more of the context here, but one could glean a couple things off of it. We're talking about the picture where the arm of the attorney is over her, draping down. Like, it looked like kind of like a high school hug, almost, where like the football player and the cheerleader are super tight like that. You don't really see a lot of that, but almost kind of touching some areas. And then the other one down below around her waist, and we've seen multiple camera angles of this, looks a little more intimate than just attorney-client relationship. Based on that, where do you think this is going to go? What do you think this could affect?
Well, she's adding more data points to who she is. I know you get a lot of Karen Reed fans again, but objectively, you know, we saw in the text messaging she was doing the night of the tragic death that, you know, she got a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of unhealthy relationships that she surrounds herself with and she causes. And I think this is just another manifestation of more crazy. If you could pick something not to do to ensure that the world is on your side, this is it. I mean, do not even have the perception of dating. See, I'm not even saying this, whether she is or isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an argument.
Yeah.
it doesn't matter what truth is in most of these things. It matters what the perception is, the perception of the media, the perception of a potential jury. When you have the perception that you're dating your lawyer, it's just validating the prosecution's claim that you're nuts. There you go. That's what I think. Yeah. I think it hurts her immensely. It hurts. I'll tell you, as the defense attorney, his career is in jeopardy as well. I mean, who wants to hire this guy? I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of issues there with what's going on here with Jackson and her. The other thing that has been on my mind is it's not within her control, but it is what it is. The celebrity status to which she has rosen to, at least in that area of the country, people wanting autographs, people wanting pictures with her. In fact, that's how this incident actually occurred. They stopped to take pictures with people because they wanted pictures with a woman who's accused of killing Boston police officer John O'Keefe with a hung jury. And there's a lot of evidence that points that she probably hit him, whether she knew it or not. It's kind of sickening, to get this status and be willing to then participate in the game. I get people are going to do what they're going to do. You have extreme, and I'm not saying if you support Karen Reed, you're crazy. But if you're out there camping in front of the courthouse and you're from, like, England, you might have some mental health issues if this is something that you feel that strongly about. But people are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to fall in love with different characters, good, bad, the ugly, whatever. And they're going to assign this celebrity status, whether it should be or not. And I don't think it should be in this case. But it's your choice then, though, as the defendant to go, I'm going to participate in this. I'm going to go sign those autographs, or I'm going to walk quietly from the courtroom to my car and get the hell out of there and not be part of the circus. She clearly enjoys being part of the circus. That I don't think is going to play very well, especially when we know more about how she was treating John O'Keefe from those voicemails and such. Again, this is just my conjecture on it, but seemed to be a bit of a narcissist, wanting to have more attention, telling John basically in no uncertain words that she wants more attention than she's getting than the kids. This is a man who has become the parent to his niece and nephew whose parents died. He's stepping up. He's being that person. And when you're a parent, the kids come first, no matter what. If you're a parent, you know that. Karen Reed, not a parent. No clue. I've dated people like that, and they didn't last very long because my daughter will always come first over any girlfriend. But it seems women in that sort of situation, sometimes with a narcissistic pattern, don't quite grasp that. And maybe you don't if you don't have kids. Maybe just something that was, as parents, we get. But those factors, those things, they don't look good on her. They don't look good on really any human being to have those sort of demands on her boyfriend and then eating up all this attention for potentially murdering him.
Yeah. Good news doesn't sell, bad news sells. And this is exactly what she's doing. I mean, people don't remember average days. They remember days that are really, really awesome or really, really challenging and traumatic. And that's why people gravitate towards these things. Her behavior is completely congruent with someone who is young and immature.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of actual age, you know, when you have those kind of insecurities spiking up and you're in the look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me phase of life, which some people never grow out of.
Yeah.
These are the behaviors that manifest around it, which also gives a really deeper understanding of why defense was possibly using the claim that there was a conspiracy against Karen because of how, you know, because of this. And as I've always said, I don't think it was a conspiracy. It was a group of people that saw an easier way to place it on her. And why? She's unlikable.
Yeah.
You know, if the closer you are to her in this group was, you know, so again, as you just laid out, let's just take it as you laid it out, that you have a father that's taking care of kids and that's compelling. And then you have this self-centered person coming in and, you know, kind of trying to disrupt this family dynamic of this compassionate story of this father, this cop, this public servant taking care of family, remove all the unhealthy behaviors of alcohol and partying and whatever was taking place. But when you just frame it like you framed it, it's an easy to see reason why it would look like a conspiracy when it was actually just a group of friends looking after another friend who's trying to take care of his kids. And then you have this crazy woman coming in and disrupting the entire flow.
Yeah.
And so all these added behaviors that she is doing is validating the original claim that she's nuts.
Yeah. But where do you even take this anymore? I mean, the thing is with this, it's like a political campaign. Like I've said the whole time on this, people who are dug in, they're dug in on their sides. No matter how much evidence comes to light of this being not a very healthy human being, at least that's the perception for myself, they don't care. Just like, you know, you have horrible evidence coming out about political candidates. Some, I don't care. La, 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 la. Not going to hear that. Where do you take this? Massachusetts is not that big of a state, and everybody knows this case. Is there any place to get an unbiased jury at this point if they decide to take it back?
I don't think so. I think it's just, we just got to rework the charges.
Yeah.
I think what's, you know, and I did see, you know, how it's kind of leaked out that they were not hung jury on two of the charges on like the vehicular manslaughter and then the other manslaughter one. So I think, like we said, like both of us have been saying since the beginning, a lot of other people have too, I think the charges were off.
Yeah.
And I think if you can redo the charges to allow, I don't know how, because again, I'm not the lawyer, but to allow that to be a little more pragmatic about the charges, which we can rely on just the facts of what is irrefutable and the data, and keep the charges to that so that no matter how you feel about the individual, we can move forward. I see it going in that direction. It's just a reworking of the charges and refiling. There's a death that occurred. Someone needs to be held accountable. Whether someone serves time or not, that's a different argument. But you kind of like in the Russ case we're just talking about with Alec Baldwin. People, when someone dies, people need to be held accountable so that just can be done for the person that died, the family that's surviving. And so the system can get better and then have continued faith in that system that we don't want to do wrong, bad things by others because you'll be held accountable for it. So that's part of the reason we do this, is maintain trust and faith in our institutional organizations that we need to work well as a society together. And so there needs to be culpability in this. I think of reworking the charges is going to be imperative just so that we don't have a hung jury again, because it is so, she's so divisive as an individual.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.